Just doing a little dusting, honey.
Yeah. With a leaf blower?
Yeah, well, it beats the tar out of that sissy feather duster. I'm all done. I'll fix this when I come back in. Yeah, I like your hair. Did you do something different?
That wind-blown look.
I like it.
Well, what's going on?
Well, Dad says you're not supposed to work so hard because you're pregnant, so we're all pitching in.
Well, I really appreciate that. And you're doing a very good job. I would just like to say one thing about the way that you're holding this task. See, I like to do it like this, see? One third, bend, bend, and fold. See? Let me show you again, okay? Okay, just watch me. Here we go. One third, bend, bend, and fold. See? All the edges are smooth. Huh? Happy towels.
Mom, every time we try to do something around the house, you say we're doing it wrong.
Oh, no, 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 no. You're not doing it wrong. It's just that I do it better. Okay, let me show you once more, all right? Just watch me. Here we go. One third, bend, bend, and fold. See? Good towel. Uh-huh. Better tell.
Hey guys, guess what? The greatest thing happened to me today.
Well, congratulations. Did you finally outgrow that training bra?
Hey, JT, that's real funny for a greaseball slacker with no future and an inflatable girlfriend.
Oh, yeah? Well, you got big shoes. Man, that was lame.
So, Dana, what's your good news?
Well, the head of the history department asked me to tutor some high school students. Oh, this is going to look great on my resume. It's just going to be me and one other college student teaching a room full of kids.
Wow. Well, who's your partner?
I don't know, but they only pick the cream of the crop. Whoever it is must be brilliant.
Hey, hey, hey! Dana Burger. Hey, I bet you never guess who your new teaching partner is.
Oh, God, that's impossible.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. He lives in your driveway. He's wearing a cheese hat. He's carrying an air horn. Yeah.
This isn't fair.
Dude, it's me! Man, I thought the cheese hat was a dead giveaway. My little teaching partner. Hey, you doing? Whoa.
Great. I just love the way you're all helping out.
Oh, see, honey, it's not like you have to do everything yourself, you know?
Right. Karen. Gee, you're doing just a wonderful job here, but let me show you a better way, okay? See, all the cups should be facing in exactly the same direction. See, one right after another, all like they're little soldiers on parade.
You're scaring me, Mom.
Honey, they're just coffee cups. They're not the Blue Angels. They don't have to fly in formation.
Well, Frank, you just can't put things away willy-nilly like you're doing with the cans.
What's wrong with the cans?
Well, you can't see the labels, so you don't know if they're alphabetized or in their correct food groups. Also, they're not stacked according to height, weight, and nutritional value.
That's it. I quit. I'm not working for Carol, the Nazi kitchen master, anymore.
Well, fine, I'll do it myself. It'll just take a second. See? Okay, here we go. Soup, fruit,
oh, honey,
sauce.
Stop, Carol. Whoa, honey.
What?
Stop now. You can't keep doing this. If you do, you're going to burn out, and that's not good for the baby.
You mean if Carol works too hard, it could hurt the baby?
Well, don't worry. I'm not going to work too hard. It's just that I just can't relax unless everything is done perfect.
Well, I'm going to do something I can't possibly mess up. I'm going to make sure there's toilet paper in all of the bathrooms.
Well, that's a good idea, honey. Karen, make sure that it rolls from the front, not from the back, okay? Yeah. And Karen, fold the bottom corner, you know, into a little point so it comes down to a little V at the bottom, okay? You know what? I'll show you.
Dad, with all due respect, you're married to a psycho.
Tell me about it.
Hey, Dannenberger.
Dude.
Whoa. Hey, you know what's something I just realized? From behind, you look just like my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Niedermeyer. Well, you don't got blue hair. Yeah. And you don't have those arm flap jobbies hanging down, you know? And your butt's not 40 feet wide. Man, other than that, you're a dead ringer.
You're 20 minutes late.
Oh, yeah, I know. Wait to hear the reason. You're just going to want to give me a great big hug, huh? Okay, dig it. I signed up our class to appear on the hit TV game show, It's Academic. They're going to be on TV 2 weeks from today.
Are you nuts? You want to take a bunch of remedial students and put them on TV against geniuses?
Hey, don't fight it. Just give me the hug.
Why would they even want these kids on their show anyway?
Dude, it's a classic docudrama. The haves against the have-nots. David against Goliath. Rocky against Apollo Creed. Rocky against Mr. T. Rocky against that big Russian dude. Boy, you know, by the fifth Rocky, you'd figure he wouldn't be the underdog anymore.
I hope this isn't gonna take long. I got Goof Troop coming on at 5.
Okay, people, take your seats. We've got a lot to cover.
Oh, good. Another junior professor here to help us dumb kids.
My name is Ms. Foster, and this is Mr. Lambert.
Yeah, but you guys can call me Code Man, if that's not a problem with Ms. Foster.
No problem. Now, today we will be discussing the Civil War. This conflict was the result of a constitutional crisis that pitted northern industrial interests against the agrarian society of southern gentility.
Boring! Oh.
Hey, all right, you guys, hold it down a little bit. Give her a chance to warm up, you know? She's kind of like an old VW. Gotta get those juices flowing.
Thank you, Mr. Codeman. Hey. Now, in a strictly academic sense, the Civil War wasn't so much a military battle, but a conflagration between the proponents of states' rights and the advocates of a strong central government authority.
Excuse me there, Professor Dannenberger. Can I have a word with you over here in my office, please? Okay, now, in a strictly academic sense, you are boring the snot out of everybody. I love the Civil War. You're putting me into a coma.
Fine. You think you can do better? Here, you try and get their attention.
Yeah, buddy, you a good. Okay. Okay, class. Dismissed. Until tomorrow afternoon. Now, I want you guys to all meet at my house. We're going to learn about the Civil War the Code Man way. So, prepare to have your minds blown, and I hope you like to smell gunpowder. Cool.
I know. Girls, come on, let's go.
So, what do you say, Mrs. Niedermeyer? You want to amble on down to the cafeteria? Maybe we can grab some tuna noodle casserole, huh? Hey, you better watch out. I think you are getting those arm flap jobbies.
is that blonde chick your mom? Wow.
Oh, hey, what's all this?
This is Cody's recreation of the Battle of Gettysburg. It's his way of getting you ready for its academic.
Greetings, fellow time travelers, and welcome to the Battle of Gettysburg. Now, I'm going to be your host, Generalissimo Ulysses S. Grant.
This is kind of cool. It's definitely better than history class.
Dude, this is history. I mean, look, history is not just a bunch of boring facts. It's about, like, cool things that happen to real people like us.
Man, that's bull. History isn't about guys like me. It's about a bunch of old people.
Nah, that's where you're wrong, dude, man. Like, most of the people that fought in the Civil War were the same age as you guys.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Cody's right. In fact, thousands of the soldiers who died in the Civil War were under the age of 18.
Really?
Hey, check out this book over here. You got all kinds of interesting facts, just like that. About spies, double agents, dudes getting their arms amputated with no anesthetic. There's a little shot of whiskey, maybe a bullet to bite on.
Oh, that sounds kind of cool. Let me see that book.
Yeah.
Ladies first.
You guys don't got to fight about the book, man. I got tons of them for everybody.
You know what, Code Man? You're actually making history okay.
Yeah. Dude, you think this is fun? Wait till I fire off this authentic Civil War cannon. Check this out. Ready. Aim. Booyah. Dude, where'd that cannonball come from? Man, I thought I was shooting blanks.
I'm sorry, Mommy. It's not my magazine.
Frank, I think I hear somebody downstairs.
Oh, honey, go back to sleep. It's probably nothing.
No, Frank, what if it's a burglar and he's armed and dangerous and all hopped up on drugs waiting to shoot anything that moves? Go check.
I checked the last time. It was an armed burglar hopped up on drugs ready to shoot anything that moves. It's your turn.
Frank, you're the man. Now act like a man. Do what I tell you to do.
Oh, Frank. Okay. Maybe he'll knock me out, and then I can at least get some sleep. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know. I couldn't sleep.
What's going on?
The towels weren't folded right, and the candles were all facing the wrong direction. I didn't want you to worry.
Well, that's real nice, but, pal, you didn't have to do it in the middle of the night.
Yes, I do. You said if Carol works too hard, it could hurt the baby. You guys go back to bed. I'm pretty sure I can get all this done before I have to go to school.
Brendan, stop. Brendan, come here, honey.
I'll tell you what, pal. I'll see you in the morning, okay?
Oh, Brendan, I am so sorry. I know I'm really picky about the way I like things done around here, but I never meant for you to be up in the middle of the night cleaning the house.
But you said everything has to be done right.
Yeah, well, I think I went way too far. I was being very compulsive.
What's compulsive?
Well, compulsive means, nuts.
Oh, you mean like bend, fold?
Look, I know I want everything neat and organized around here, but not if it's going to drive everybody crazy, and certainly not if you're going to lose sleep worrying about whether the canned goods are straight.
So I don't have to keep working tonight?
No, as of right now, you are officially off night shift.
Did I hug you too tight?
No, no, no. I just felt the baby kick. That's the first time that ever happened.
Wow. Can I feel it?
Yeah, yeah. Put your hand right here.
It kicked?
Yeah.
I felt it.
Yeah.
Does that mean the baby's okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything's really okay.
You've quizzed. How do you feel?
Like I'm gonna Ralph all over your shoes.
Man, you think you can hold it?
Yeah, I think if you spew, we lose points, huh?
Okay, we start in 10 seconds.
All right. Don't you guys worry about nothing. You're gonna be fine, all right? Just remember the stuff that you learned, okay, and all the hard work you put in. If you get stuck on an answer, just say the year 1863, okay? A lot of heavy stuff happened that year.
3 seconds, 2, 1.
Good evening. I'm Edward Miller, welcoming you to It's Academic. Please welcome back our returning champions, Hillside Country Day School. And let's have a nice round of applause for our challengers, Kennedy High School. Let's play It's Academic. The first question is, what was the date of the Battle of Fredericksburg? Hillside.
December 13th, 1862.
Correct. Next question. Which two generals faced off at the Battle of Bull Run? Hillside.
McDowell and Beauregard.
Correct.
Man, those dudes got fast hands. Talk about fists of fury.
What was the first African-American troop from a free state to be called into federal service? Kennedy.
The 54th Massachusetts Volunteers?
Correct! Yeah.
All right, on the board.
What was the capital city of the Confederate States of America? Kennedy.
Richmond, Virginia?
Correct. Okay, now that sound signals the end of regular play. When we come back, we'll ask the bonus question, which will determine the winner.
Okay, we're in commercial.
All right, you guys are hot. There is blood in the water. I can smell it. I love blood.
Dana's right. A little grisly, but right.
I don't know. I'm still not sure we can win.
Not sure? Did I hear you say, not sure?
Oh, just...
Well, okay. Nothing. Are you going to let a bunch of mealy-mouthed, suburban sissies beat you? Huh? I don't think so.
Okay.
But nothing. You've worked too hard for this. Now I want you to quit your whining, suck it up, and get out there and kick some preppy butt.
Yeah, Dana's right. Gotta love that Dana, huh? Puts on the game face.
Okay, we're back in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to It's Academic. Here's our final question, which will determine the winner. This ironclad ship became known as the CSS Virginia. What was its original name? Kennedy, what's the answer?
I don't know. I just hit that buzzer.
Well, we gotta say something, you idiot.
10 seconds, Kennedy.
Think, oh, think. It's gotta be either the Monitor or the Merrimack.
Well, Virginia was a Confederate state, and the Monitor was a Union ship, so it must be the Merrimack.
I think so, too.
Oh, we say Merrimack.
Merrimack? Is correct. That's Kennedy.
All right. We talked the talk and we walked the walk.
I told you these kids could do it, huh? I think it's time for that hug now. Yeah?
No. What the heck?
Come on. What? We make a great team.